Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, Roger Stone's coming up in 15 minutes. A couple segments. I'm going to tune with your calls a little bit the next hour. And Jay Dyer takes over. I got so much hit I haven't got to yet. We've already covered a lot, though. We're doing a decent job here today. We got Bone Crusher. We got Jake. We got Greg. I'm going to these calls the order they're received. Carlos is in Canada. He says Putin's setting up Russia for a traditional America. His actions are that. I study what the Russians are doing. They're paying people to have children. They're promoting Christianity. They're not letting the pedophile training go on in the schools. That's definitely true. There's no doubt about it. But I have something to say about Biden's sanctions and who they're really helping here in a moment. But Carlos, go ahead and make your point.
Well, I just wanted to mention, Alex, that in an annual message delivered to Congress by President James Monroe in the year 1823, in the month of December, he warned the American nations, he warned in America to the European nations that the United States would not tolerate further colonization of America or the continent or puppet monarchs. This became known and is most
the Monroe familiar. Doctrine. Yeah, we went in Mexico and threw out puppet monarchs of the Austro-Hungarian Empire repeatedly.
Exactly. So the U.S. Monroe Doctrine, the day has come for Russia to establish its equivalent of what will become in history the Putin Doctrine, which essentially is the same. It will not tolerate any further encumbrances near its borders with nuclear facilities.
Yeah, when you hear the Marine Corps song, from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we repeatedly went down to Mexico and just took out the European dictators that were coming in and taking over Mexico. But usually, actually, what in both cases, the Mexicans killed them before we could.
Well, if the I spoke to my son yesterday because he brought us some very good questions, and I said to him, would you know where the NATO and the United States is taking this? Because I think it was pretty clear what Putin has been asking from the very beginning. He's just been saying, look, no militarized Ukraine, no denazify it.
Yeah, no more expansion, and I get all that, and also the Ukrainian deal with the nuclear weapons. Yeah, the West started the fight, George Soros brags. Here's the problem. I know that Biden's an idiot, Carlos, but the people running him aren't. Doing all these sanctions on Russia that's already basically self-sufficient now means he'll sell his fertilizer and his gas and oil to India and China, which are already outspacing and outpacing the West. The globalists want a Chinese century. And so if you look at the long-term effects, this will hurt American hegemony.
Yes, and in the proxy war, the United States cannot afford to lose it with NATO, or Russia cannot afford to lose
it. I understand, so I'm asking you, why then did they do this?
Well, I think it, in all fairness, okay, I think it was the Belt Road project with China was threatening the development.
Which is only going to make that go quicker now.
Right, and exactly. And second, it was also the German welcoming of trade with Russia very dynamically, and also having energy coming in from Russia ever more, a real new world order, if you want to call it.
Yeah, well, Europe. Putin said that. He said the BRICS is the real new world order, yeah.
Exactly. So at this stage of the game, some people who have different plans for the United States being the hegemon, they are turning to countries and telling them.
And that's why Biden said, no, America will lead the new world order, not Russia and China.
Yeah, but you've got to give something in return, not just threaten people with an atomic bomb, okay? So, you know, look at Latin America, how United States treated, as you said correctly, Mexico and so on. So it's
but yeah, the American banking system never delivers real development. It delivers debt. And China and Russia are delivering development.
Yeah, right now, Alex, when you see all the sanctions, all the financial threats that are being thrown at Russia, you're seeing the fact that the moneylenders that I mentioned to you so long ago, they shouldn't be running the world. But now the moneylenders are coming out saying, hey, listen, you're going to kowtow to what we tell you with regards either to elderly people and pension payments, or whether it be the stock market being sustained, or, you know, fiat currency controls. And so
I hear you. Great points as always, Carlos. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So, the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off. Get incredible products and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm only mentioning this every hour because we're getting literally thousands of calls to the office, tens of thousands of emails. I got family, friends calling. Am I okay? Am I sick? What happened? Monday, Dr. Ben Marble was here, and I'm going back to your calls in just a moment. And during the break, I was kind of sweating and acting weird and kind of, I wasn't making a big deal about this to people because it only been happening for a couple of days off and on. He said, what's wrong? I said, I'm dizzy. And he said, oh, I bet it's your heart. I'm not putting Marble down, but it wasn't my heart. So I went and got a test. And he asked me, well, how does it happen? What's happening? This and that. And he said, you need to go to the emergency room right now to rule that out. And I said, no, I'm not going. He said, well, let me at least call this doctor. I know that has diagnostics to send you there. When's the last time you had your heart check, blah, blah, blah? And I said, well, years ago. So I finally got in on Wednesday. They did the scans and hooked me up to all this stuff, EKGs. And you know, basically said I was great. And they took 16 tanks of blood, a bunch of tests. Half of them come in showing I'm fine there. But I figured out by yesterday I had a really bad sinus infection. So as soon as I got on antibiotics for it and everything else, last night just boom, there was like a blockage up there. And that was why my middle ear was like, I mean, when I told him, he said, what do you feel like? I said, well, I'm dizzy. Well, how bad it is? I said, well, I almost ran off the road coming to work this morning because I literally had to start pulling over because I was, like, dizzy. He goes, oh, my God, that's probably your heart. You got to go. So, and they were like, you're going to depositions Wednesday and Thursday? No. I said, well, I can't go to the doctor. I can't go Wednesday either. He goes, why? I got depositions. He goes, you're crazy. I'll write you a note. You're dizzy. You're sweating. You got to do this. And so that's what happened. And I've already done three depositions with these people. They've got everything. They just scream and yell and claim all this stuff because the Democratic Party wants to end the First Amendment and the Second. They admit that. They've got rigged courts, and they're just salivating to have a show trial, you know, supposedly starting here in Texas on the 25th of April. And it was just shameful. I mean, they have changed. We now learn. I said five times yesterday. That's what I knew of then. Eight times they've changed deposition dates a few days before. We do that, and we are the scum of the earth, man. I mean, you can be a child molester. Democrat judges let you out, no charges, or let you go. You can do whatever you want. But if you walked outside the Capitol, they put you in jail. If you were inside, you get a year solitary confinement, no trial. Because these are just monsters. Absolute monsters that have no chivalry, no governor, no nothing. They're just abusing the power they have over us. And it's not going to end well, I can tell you. What a mess. And then, I mean, because again, my phone's ringing off. Look, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? Yeah, I didn't know what was going on. And I've had earaches off and on my whole life, you know, swim in a river, don't clean your ears out, get a bacterial infection. But I've never had vertigo like this. And I don't want to make a big deal about it. And you know, I got some other issues like polyps in my throat. So my voice is so, you know, so I was about to get that done this week, but I had to postpone that because of this. And then just to see them then claim, no, you don't have a medical condition. You are going to go to our thing. It's just it's the entitlement of the left. They think they own us, and they don't. All right, who's been holding the longest here? That would be Mary in New Jersey. Mary, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, Alex. I really wanted to say, I mean, you just happened to be talking about your health, and that's why I was calling, because, you know, Alex, there's so many people who love you. As you said, they've been calling you, but all of us are coming with you to those depositions. Believe me, if there was some way that we could do it physically, I mean, I can't. I'm in Jersey.
I'm not even worried about them. It's all a joke, little fame-seeking nobody lawyers. I mean, Blumenthal runs it all. He's a famous stolen glory guy. Claimed he was in combat in Vietnam, never went to Vietnam. It's just they're all just a bunch of scum. I mean, I'm not even worried about them. The war, the food shortages, the inflation is what matters. It's just how they make it a huge national issue. You know, it just shows how scared they are of our populism and our freedom. But you called in about food shortages, Mary. What do you want to say about that?
Well, with what was going on with what Biden said, I mean, we've gotten to the point with our leaders that they're just kind of allowed to say, oh, this is what it is. A food shortage is, like, I would think that for president, that's one of the top, food security is one of the top things for them. So at what point?
And he just nonchalantly says, yeah, it's going to get real bad. Our sanctions on Russia or sanctions on you? And then you know it's really an environmental, corporate, great reset sanction, like locking us in our houses, like saying we're non-essential. All of that is globalist. The great reset is sanctions on humanity by a bunch of greedy, inbred children of Nazis. You can't make it up.
But what I'm trying to say is that if people were saying something like, well, you know what, he's not even being a leader, we should impeach him, there's always there's so much drama surrounding things. And the reality is to say, Biden, listen, if you can't handle the food insecurity thing, let's make a group of people who are specialists on it so that we could just know that that we're being taken care of. This is not an acceptable answer. We are your CEO, and a CEO would not accept that answer. So I'm going to be doing my own writing about this and just expressing myself.
Well, that's awesome. Where do people read your writing, Mary?
Well, I haven't done it. I mean, I would like to do it, and I just.
Hey, it doesn't matter where you do it, whether it's wherever you can, just do it. And Mary, we appreciate you. You have a beautiful voice. God bless you. I'm going to cram as many calls as possible. Johnny in Tennessee. Johnny, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, brother. Go ahead.
Thank you. With the bug, Hakuna Matata, baby. Do you remember Lion King? With the bugs, the lion goes off into the pride and gets convinced bugs is a good way.
That's
to
right. He learns to stop eating meat and learns to eat maggots with Kumba. Or who's the farting warthog? Pumba.
Yeah, Pumba.
Man, they've been programming us for a while, haven't they?
But remember, he goes back to the pride.
Absolutely.
So that's just something real funny. But I wanted to talk about the founding fathers and legislation. I think my projection within 5 to 10 years, we're going to have the Supreme Court have to decide on legislation from the Civil War and the Revolutionary Era.
Elaborate on that.
So that's why the Supreme Court is so important these last few trials. As we know, the 3% rule will affect how history is written. If you go back to the Revolutionary War, technically what the Founding Fathers did was illegal under the rule of law. So what I'm seeing in the next few years, I think between the Declaration of Independence, where it says about a long train of abuses and usurpations, evincing a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It's our right and duty. So when you, I think something like that is going to go against the 18 U.S. Code 2383 under rebellions and insurrections.
Well, that's right. The Declaration of Independence overrides all these laws saying we can't even protest this insurrection. We have a right to revolt. And a lot of states, actually, like New Hampshire, have it in their state constitution, the right to revolt. It is not just our right, it is our duty to get rid of systems of government that oppress us.
Exactly, yes. It clearly, I'd recommend everyone to read it. It's the obvious thing. Go back and read there. It clearly states exactly what's happening. But really quick, I think what's going to happen is a redeclaration of independence is going to go around online somewhere about 5 years from now. And it can go either two ways, because with the 3% rule right now, that's about 15 million people that change history. I see that will either be shut down or will succeed. And with tracking, who knows what that list could be used for.
That's right. And the left knows that. So they're a tiny minority of behavioral psychologists that want absolute power, posing as good guys, taking over, and engaging in incredible crime. Thank you so much for the call, sir. Great points. All right. The great Roger Stone is on the road in New Jersey, New York. I'm not sure where, but he's going to exclusively respond to this Trump suit that he's all over against the deep state and their whole Russia hoax, and why that is so important, because they're betting the whole midterms in 228 days on terror attacks that are imminent from, you know, Roger Stone and myself and others. Absolute BS. So Roger Stone, straight ahead. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Yesterday he was in New Jersey. Asked him to come on. He couldn't go on Owen's show because he was on the road. But now he's joining us to respond to this huge lawsuit that Trump has filed, really detailing the criminal activity of the deep state against President Trump and the American people and our electoral process. True election meddling documented here. And I asked where he is. Well, he is in Connecticut visiting his parents' gravesites. Thank you so much, Roger Stone, for joining us. Let's get right into this and some of these other big issues.
Well, Alex, this is an extraordinarily shrewd move by Donald Trump. When Trump is good, he's really, really good. And this has both, in my opinion, a legal value and a very large political value. If you read the president's complaint, first of all, he's filed this as a RICO action. He basically accuses Hillary Clinton and her entire criminal cabal of racketeering, and that he lays out methodically, almost on a timeline basis, the entire effort to destroy his presidency, the use of fabricated evidence in both the Steele dossier and the so-called CrowdStrike report, the creation of the fabricated narrative that the Russians hacked the DNC and somehow gave the fruits of that hack to the Trump campaign, the involvement, the illicit involvement of both the FBI and the CIA. This is a brilliant PR move, if not a brilliant legal move. Now, specifically, he filed this in the Southern District of Florida, where he appointed 7 of the 10 federal judges in the circuit. Needless to say, it immediately is assigned to a judge appointed by President Bill Clinton, Donald M. Middlebrooks.
It never evens the magic judicial power they have.
No, it's really amazing. It's supposed to be, as you know, done randomly. Middlebrooks is known as the king of the docket rocket. He is known for making quick decisions, of moving the backlog of cases in front of him very quickly. He's not known as a terribly political judge. Republicans, I spoke to him this morning, respect Judge Middlebrook, but the real question on the legal front is whether he will quickly dismiss the lawsuit. I would argue whether he dismisses it or not is almost irrelevant. What Trump has done here is brilliant. Their narrative for the election is January 6th. Our narrative is Hillary Clinton Joe Biden and Barack Obama, and the greatest single political dirty trick in American history. Now, as they call me a dirty trickster, well, I reject that, but if we assume it's true, then it takes one to know one, and the Russian collusion hoax is the greatest political scandal in our history. It makes Watergate look like small potatoes.
They claim the American people electing Trump was really the Russians, and thus are trying to steal an election retroactively from the American people. It's outrageous criminal activity.
Not only that, but more importantly, the whole goal of the Russian collusion hoax is to hide their own crimes in Ukraine, to hide their own crimes in Russia. As I've said previously, and I have no fear of lawsuit, Hillary Clinton and her cabal, John Podesta and others, made millions from the oligarchs around Vladimir Putin. Millions in banking, millions in oil and gas, millions in insurance. And to hide those crimes, to hide the sale of control of America's stockpiles of uranium, for example, it is right out of the Alinsky playbook.
And let's expand on that. I don't think there's a deal between them and Putin, but by Biden saying, go ahead and invade, we won't do anything, he does it. Now the sanctions only help India and help China with all the oil and fertilizer Russia sells them. This isn't even going to hurt Russia, they admit. It hurts us. And Biden's on TV saying it's a sanction on you while he shuts down our pipelines. I mean, why is the left trying to bankrupt America? To make us controllable?
I think that's exactly what it is. If you examine the sanctions, American banks are specifically exempted when it comes to energy deals where Americans are buying crude and oil and gas from the Russians. So all we're really doing is financing Putin at the same time we claim to be sanctioning him. And this is what I'm really sick of, Alex, going online and saying that I'm pro-Putin or pro-Russian. No, I'm actually pro-American. So if you're not in favor of putting offensive missiles in Ukraine pointed at Russia, if you're not in favor of taxpayer financing of 15 bioweapons labs cooking up God knows what pestilence to dump on the Russian people, that makes you pro-Russian. No, it makes you against World War III. I saw Bill O'Reilly attacking you and I and Tucker Carlson for being pro-Russian.
Well, why do you raise that? I was literally sending that image to the producer. I forgot to send it to him. Here, I'll just show TV viewers. Look at this, folks. Bill O'Reilly says support for Putin among United States pundits. Tucker Carlson is number one. I'm jealous. Roger Stone is number two. I'm jealous. Alex Jones is number three. J.D. Vance, Tulsi Gabbard, and Candace Owens, all because we're just being honest about everything. Unbelievable.
Is Bill O'Reilly actually still alive? I'm not aware of whether is he actually still alive? Because I haven't seen the guy in years. He's not a conservative.
Well, he crashed and destroyed Trump's rallies. No one wanted to buy the tickets. They were all a big failure. They had to give the tickets away. I mean, he's literally, I mean, look at this. Oh, we support Putin. I don't support the invasion. I've been against it from day one. But I've shown how Soros bragged he got Putin to attack. I don't like poking the bear either.
Well, a man is known by the company he keeps. And if I'm with Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones, I'm in great company. Bill O'Reilly has no credibility and no audience. I would argue he has no talent, but that's a separate issue.
He's also a pervert. He doesn't even know how to pick up women either. All those creepy transcripts of how he would, like, harass his employees. I mean,
yeah, this guy's got no game.
Yeah.
It's really disgraceful. Look, the thing I hate about being accused of being a Russian stooge is I had family members mowed down by Russian tanks in Budapest in 1956. I am 100%, like you, Alex, pro-American, and I will step aside to no one when it comes to doing what's best for our country. But this war in Ukraine is not about the United States. It's about the New World Order. It is about covering up the corruption of the Ukrainian piggy bank, which had been used by Hunter Biden and the Bidens and the Obamas and the Clintons.
I agree. So where does Trump go from here? Because I was reading this lawsuit last night. I probably read half of it. It's like I said, it's a book. Trump ought to publish this as a book. I mean, this is really riveting. Plus, I've researched it all, so I know how accurate it is. But it just reminded me of the damn crimes they committed. And you're all over this thing and the stuff they did to you.
Yeah, that's why I think it's important that he's memorialized it. Peter Tichtin, the lawyer handling this for him, is a very able fellow. friend of mine.
Hey, stay there, Roger. We're going to come right back and talk about more.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars is paradoxical. It's more popular than ever. It's reaching more people than ever, despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure, pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot T-shirts to help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, in the final segment with Roger Stone here, and then I'll come back and take your calls and cover breaking news. I want to ask him what's front and center, as I always say, on his radar screen. But obviously, Roger, you and I were talking this morning some. I'm not ready to release this information yet, but I told you about it, but what's going on with the Justice Department and other things. And just 228 days out from the election, they're betting everything on this. They put out their terror report last June, saying it's not Islamic terrorists, it's not Russians, it's not Chinese, it's not Mexican mafia. It's people that question elections and lockdowns. Now, they last week put out another report saying imminent terror attacks from people questioning the election. So it's pretty clear. Blow stuff up, shoot up a church, say it's because this election was stolen from Trump, then they steal the midterm, and anybody that questions midterm fraud is a terrorist. I mean, this is not hard to see where they're going. Do you agree with that, and how do we counter that?
I totally agree with that, Alex. What you have going on right now from a macro point of view is a struggle over the narratives. The left's narrative is January 6th is an insurrection. I came to New York because they are trying to terminate a fine American police officer, a brave officer.
Oh, I meant to bring that up. A great guy that volunteered as a security guy. Met him. We had dinner with you guys. A great guy. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Sal Greco, a New York police officer who has served honorably for 14 years, has an unblemished record of patrolling in some of the most dangerous and undesirable precincts of New York, the graveyard shift. Now is being considered for termination and termination of his pension because he was with us on January 5th and 6th. We're going to have to go to court. You can help this guy at helpthisnewyorkcop.com. This guy is a great Italian-American from Staten Island. He's done nothing whatsoever wrong. This is yet another political person.
And to be clear, the current mayor was Mike Tyson's security guard, which is great, wonderful, when, you know, Mike is a felon. But they're claiming because you're a felon with a commuted sentence and pardoned that he's going to lose his job because he's friends with you. I mean, this is just more McCarthyite BS.
That's exactly right. So Mayor Eric Adams, who was a New York police captain, provided security for Mike Tyson when he was a convicted felon. It was investigated. He was cleared and he paid no penalty whatsoever. But in the case of Sal Greco, because he's a Trump supporter and a friend of mine, he stands to lose the $250,000 that he's paid into a pension fund. It's outrageous. It'll end up in the federal courts. Mayor Adams will end up on the stand. By the way, I want to ask the police commissioner, if nobody at NYPD has any communications with any convicted felons, how do their street informants work? Exactly how does that work?
Yeah, it's a load of crap. Let me ask you about this. A great jurist compared to the Democrats, Clarence Thomas, and his wife's amazing. She's sending text messages to the White House chief of staff saying, hey, look at this fraud, do something. That's her right as an American to call for an investigation. They're trying to call her into January 6th and have her messages now and are demonizing Clarence Thomas. I mean, this is just getting insane.
Yeah, this is an entire trend that's very disturbing. Take constitutionally protected free speech and constitutionally protected political activity, including the right to free assembly, and somehow try to criminalize it. Ginny Thomas has the right to send a text message with her political views to anyone she wants. It's not seditious. It's not treasonous. It's not illegal. It's not even improper. It's her right as an American.
They want to outlaw questioning elections because they're stealing them everywhere, and the poll numbers and facts show that. So I told you privately this morning, we're not going to release it yet. We may do it next week. What do you make of the latest stuff with the Justice Department and what they're trying around here? I mean, this is just getting comical. It's so evil.
Well, I think it's very obvious, for example, that the prosecution of Owen Schroyer is a complete and total fraud. Owen Schroyer's done nothing whatsoever wrong, never entered the building, wasn't in a restricted area, wasn't on a bullhorn, didn't say anything incendiary in public or on social media. Owen Schroyer is a victim because he's an American, because he was there to peacefully protest and hope to get a 10-day delay in the certification of Joe Biden as president of the United States so that we could more thoroughly examine the fraudulent results in Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona. That's his right as an American, Alex, but they're going to try to use that, I think, to pressure him, to pressure you, to pressure me, to pressure anybody. It's all guilt by association.
Yeah, we're not going to break it yet, but I always said, well, they're dumb if they think, you know, Owen will lie about me, which, of course, he wouldn't, but instead it's, we're going to put Owen in prison unless you do what we want. I mean, I just, these people, the fact that they say this over telephones to you, it's like they just have no shame.
No, it's unbelievable. And guilt by association is their favorite tactic. In other words, Roger Stone has spoken to the president, yes, and Roger Stone has met Enrique Tarrio of the Proud Boys, yes. Therefore nothing. The worst guy at this, by the way, is Ari Melber on MSNBC. So let's use his logic for a moment. Ari Melber works at NBC. He's a colleague and friend of Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer has been accused of anally assaulting, anally raping and assaulting women. Does that mean that Ari Melber has also done so? Well, by his reasoning, the answer would be yes. See, that's guilt by association. It's unfair. It's outrageous.
Yeah, he's not raping women in their rear ends. But by their yardstick, yes.
I mean, look, I resent that insinuendo, as they used to say. But that is the reasoning of the left. It's all guilt by association. Because you know A and you B, then you must have discussed the assault on the Capitol. It's completely true. Let me say it for the 900th time. Any claim, assertion, or implication that I knew about or was involved in or condoned the illegal acts of January 6th or any other date is categorically false. And I know, because I know you, that you had nothing to do with this and that you condemned it.
Well,
you
but Roger, but I mean, any moron, which makes me mad at some of the groups that did get involved in this, LARPing to get attention is what happened. The worst thing that could happen was attack the Capitol. Why the hell would we do that? We wanted a 10-day investigation under the Constitution. Like, why would I pour gasoline on myself and light myself on fire? Like, you rob the bank to get the money or you whatever. Like, we're not idiots. We don't have a motive to attack the Capitol.
That's the first part. You see, to accuse us of that is to accuse us of stupidity. We're a lot of things, but we're not stupid. I've seen the video of you jump up with a bullhorn and tell people, no, pull back. This is a peaceful demonstration. So this whole leftist idea that A knows B, who knows C, and that proves nothing whatsoever.
Well, let's expand on that. Yeah, it's like my neighbor kills his wife. Just as I know the neighbor, I mean, I'm a suspect. How do you think this ends? Because you said this morning, this is desperation. No, this is desperation. Well, you know, I mean, this is crazy.
They have no issues going into the next election. I would not be shocked to see them try to suspend or postpone the elections for some fraudulent national security reason.
Power outage.
Whatever. They know that they are going to lose if we can even get an honest count, which is a legitimate question. And I still believe that the answer is not taking Republican control of both houses. That's not going to change anything. But the election of a subset of patriots, a subset of real solid men and women who are America first constitutionalists in both houses, a group of 20 in the House, I believe, a group of 4 in the Senate, can change the course of history.
Exactly. That caucus, that House caucus in the House and Senate could then on policies like Ron Paul used to do, only vote on issues. But now we have 100 Ron Pauls. We could do it.
Let me tell you the difference between a caucus and a cactus. You know the difference, Alex? In a cactus, all the pricks are on the outside.
So what would you call this group? Just patriots?
I think it's an America First group. You send Laura Loomer to Congress. You send Mike Crispy to Congress. You send J.R. Majewski to Congress. They're not taking orders from Kevin McCarthy. You send Jackson Lawmeyer to the Senate. You send Alex Gray to the Senate. You're going to see a real change.
And that's why they're so scared of MTG. She's the example of a maverick won't take orders.
Absolutely true. Alex, great to be back with you. God bless you. Folks, grab an InfoWars product. And while you're at it, go to stonecoldtruth.com and keep up with what the Stones are doing.
And let's talk about Officer Greco real quick. People can support him. How do they do that?
They go to helpthisnycop.com. He's going to have to mount a lawsuit against NYPD. We're going to put Mayor Adams on the stand and roast him. Please go to helpthisnycop.com. God bless you.
All right, Roger. Thank you. Go say respects to your parents. We appreciate you. We'll be right back with calls.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
To the town of Outbury, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them held a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip.
These dictators are jokes, aren't they?
In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead.
Here we are, my friends.
He was vicious.
Let's go ahead and take your phone calls right now. The order they've been received. Johnny. Johnny in California. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, yes, sir. I wanted to let you know what I think of, the power structure is of the planet and my belief. I want to say that at the top of it, I think of it as in terms of a triangle and a pyramid. And at the top, you're going to have the central banks. And that power is going to come down to the United Nations. and that power is going to come down into the massive corporations of the planet. You name them, we have them. And after that, the power, the corporations, it's the bureaus, which is the any type of bureau. And after that, it's going to be the institutions, which are all your colleges and all your universities.
100%. That's the New World Order model. Take over everything. Damn right.
Yes, sir. And then after that, I just wanted to finish the rest of it. After that, the institutions, it's going to be the academia, all our education system. And then after that, the power structure controls the household and then the individual after that. So
yeah, the social credit score.
Right. That's how the power structure, in my opinion, is going to come down the pipes here. It's going to come down from the central banks to the UN. In between that, it's going to be the trilateral commission and all the think tanks making the decisions for the policy to come through to the corporations so that the corporate policy comes through to the bureaus and it gets through to the institutions. And the institutions, let everybody know what's going to happen. And that's how it all comes down to the household. And that's how the individual, in my opinion, is going to be controlled.
And that's the official New World Order social credit score plan being announced by the Davos Group. You're damn right. How do we get the average person to understand everything else you do doesn't matter if you don't stop this? And we do it through our states, our cities, our towns, and the federal government that are firewalls against the globalists and against this corporate dictatorship.
Yes, I would say that we would just want to just control the counties and control the sheriffs and make sure that everybody takes control of their state and, make sure, because the states are being vacuumed right now, pretty much, through legislature, it's corporate.
Oh, yeah, they're putting all their people in, all the major cities. Great point, Johnny. Thanks for holding. All right, let's take another Greg caller here. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg in Florida. Greg, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Man, I'm good being talking to you, brother. Every day on air is a blessing.
Hey, I tell you what, I'm glad your health is okay.
Yeah, I didn't mean to get it. I didn't know what it was. I was dizzy and when it turned out it was an sinus infection, it wasn't my heart. I got all these tests done. I finally figured it out, yeah.
Good. Stay hydrated.
I just never had vertigo. Man, that sucks.
That's scary stuff.
I didn't want to say on air what it was. Because vertigo, you can have vertigo and stuff from heart problems, but it was an infection, so I'm better now.
Good. Hey, a couple things. Last time I talked to you real brief, a couple weeks ago before you went to L.A., you mentioned I'm the guy that we started talking about a company I used to own called LaserTech.
I remember. I meant to call you, yeah.
Okay. And so let me touch on something real quick that I wanted to mention back then because we were talking about these wars, this thing with these wars, how the wars break out and things like that. I have everything I'm telling you I could back up with documentation, et cetera, et cetera. I have real documents from the official house that you're familiar with that with their seal on there. When George Bush Sr. first went into Kuwait over there to do that war over there that was a catastrophe. It was just a moneymaker for all of his friends. That was laid out. I have paperwork, probably 2 inches thick, of how that was war gamed, all the way down to each and every tank that was ever over there in the sand. That was done 4.5 years ago before anyone took action. And the other thing, there's a lot of pieces that you could see out there that put together. Like when Obama came in, I was telling you my company. My chief scientist, Alan Hill, who developed and directed Star Wars under the Reagan administration. People don't realize, when Obama was in office, what was he doing? One of the main things he was doing that I really took note of was he was defunding Star Wars. So you take that into effect. Now you start adding up pieces and pieces. Now you're seeing something.
You're saying it's the takedown on the U.S. That's why they attacked Trump. For Space Force saying, what Space Force? No, that's our most powerful weapon, and it's already there. Trump was giving it a name to refund it. Exactly. Everything they're doing is to destroy America. And this thing on Putin, these sanctions only help Putin.
And let me tell you something. And this stuff, now that they're talking about, Alex, with fertilizer, that's a joke. Okay, yeah, Russia is. I know for a fact, Russia is the world's largest producer of DAP and fertilizer, okay? In 1991, I was bidding against Russia for the country of India. They won a contract for 80,000 metric tons of DAP, diammonium phosphate, which is urea. Every country is different how it's formulated for the fertilizer. And I beat out Russia, not on price, but how I beat them. And they even hit a satellite office in Bombay.
You know, India. We're doing this tomorrow. I'm doing at least 3 hours live tomorrow with a bunch of calls. I got a special guest. I know who you are and who your company is. I know you're for real. And last time we didn't do this, but I'm going to get your name and number now. We'll give you our email. Send us talking points. I want to do at least 30 minutes with you tomorrow. Greg, I want Greg on the show, guys. So I'm going live 1 to 4. We got a guest at 3. Maybe he should come on like at 2:30 or something. But so the guest is 3 to 4. So I guess 1 to 4. Yeah. Please come on the show tomorrow for 30 minutes, brother, so you can lay all this out. Put Greg on hold. Don't hang up on him. Thanks. I want to hear this. People need to hear the history of this. This is important. So we'll get him on the show tomorrow. Don't hang up on Greg, please. Okay, who's up next here holding the longest? That would be Bone Crusher in FEMA Region 10. Go ahead, Bone Crusher.
Well, Alex, for anybody keeping score out there, let's chalk up another one for you because you said that there would be starvations and food shortages, and they haven't said starvation yet, but they've admitted.
I mean, I'm in a broken clock, but not because they said that's their plan. Yeah.
Yeah, there are going to be food shortages now, and so you.
Not a broken clock, a broken record. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you said this about the war and everything, too. So, I mean, it's I don't know why people even watch mainstream media anymore. They're not even. All they do is cover stuff that's going on right now, and they don't even cover it through a false lens anyway. So I don't know why people even listen to them anymore.
Because it's too scary to know the truth, brother. I mean, what are we going to do? What do you think is coming next? How do we stop this?
Well, we need to get people in there that are going to start fighting for us. Like, I think Trump was great, but Trump was like an all-offense guy. You got to have somebody in there. You got to have people that are going to help with the defense. You know, like you just went and interviewed Mike Tyson. Everybody thinks of him as an offensive juggernaut, which he was. But the reason Mike Tyson was great and a champion, Mike Tyson had some of the best defense that a heavyweight has ever had. That's why he was great. And the defense for Trump and all these people is people like you and Roger, but they're taking you guys out and they're trying to censor you guys and they're trying to do all that. So we got to get people in there that are going to fight for us, not Mitch the Bitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and these other people that just say something every now and then so they can still act like they're a Republican and aren't really a Republican. Like you said, you got to get MTG and these people that are really going to fight for it.
No, you're right, brother. You're absolutely right. What else is on your mind?
Just everything that's going on right now, I think Roger was right earlier when he said that what Trump is doing right now, that it's a complete PR move, and it is. It's not a good legal move. You're wasting your time. We can't even get courts or juries now that are going to help us. Like, if you look at what, even if you get a judge that you think is going to help you, they're just going to do something crazy. Like, do you remember the Epstein case where that, I can't remember what her name was or anything, but she was a female judge on an Epstein case, and her whole family got killed. They, like, sent a hitman to her house or
that's
something.
Right. No, that's what they do. It's all, exactly. They're not just bribing these people. They're threatening to kill them. And that's why we're in so much trouble. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Amazing points. All right. Up next, Ian, Larry, Wayne, and Ben. In the next two segments, then, Jay Dyer takes over.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extend Your Life with Extend Your Voice.